The countries that we're in at this time is Cambodia, India, and Brazil are the three countries that we've partnered with. And we provide them with faith-based training along with feeding the kids on a weekly basis for a full year and giving them good values and principles, and then followed with a good meal.
People might remember Harvest for Kids from several years ago when you set at least a temporary record for the number of combines harvesting on the same field. Now, we've got a bunch of smaller groups in the Saskatoon area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it all started like 2012. Harvest for Kids, we've done some creative things. We had done that large harvest just outside of Dalmany where we put 249 combines on one field. From that, a number of the farmers said, you know what, we want to partner with you. And so what they've done is they've done regional harvests, where a group of farmers, maybe 10 to 20 farmers in a community, now have a property, 100 acres to 160 acres a quarter. And what they do is they plant, they seed it, they spray it, and then they harvest it. And they all work together on accomplishing this. And we have many of the different suppliers providing us with chemicals, and some of them providing us with fertilizer as well. So trying to cover all our costs. And then all the profits go to Children's Camps International, where we do what we're called to do, which is reaching kids.
How many projects have been harvested already here in the Saskatoon area?
In the Saskatoon area, we've already taken off three harvests. There's one located just between Osler and Warman. And then there's two right away along Highway 16, just outside of Saskatoon. There's two fields right along the highway that have been harvested in this area.
How did they end up yielding? What types of harvest did you have there?
Good. They yielded better than anticipated. I think with the amount of moisture we had this year, we were kind of wondering what the crops would be like. But they've yielded well. We've seen some crops in the 50s. We had the one field that so far with the funds all in have generated just close to about $75,000 to help kids.
And that's a lot of money. And you've got one more project coming up this Saturday in the Hepburn area. And this one is canola. So tell us about that.
This Saturday, September 16th, just about 4 kilometers west of Hepburn and about 6 kilometers north, there's a field of canola that a group of farmers have planted, and now we're going to be harvesting it on this Saturday. It looks really good, and it'll be a day of celebration where we're going to go out there, have some fun, and we find with these events it creates community where people just come together, those that know farming and those that have never seen farming before, to get together on a field and just have an opportunity to find out more about harvests and also as well what we do as an organization.
How many farming families are involved in this Hepburn area project?
There's approximately 15 farmer families that are involved with this project, along with about 4 different companies that have been part of providing resources towards the field.
Give a shout out to them.
Co-op in Hepburn Fertilizer, Bavant has provided us with seed, Nutrien has provided us with chemicals. Yeah, those would be the main ones for this year.
So the crop was swathed a couple of weeks ago. Any idea what you might be getting out of it on Saturday?
Yeah, if any indication of the crops around it, we're looking at a field of canola that will bushel in and around and over 45 bushel an acre.
Can the general public, if they're not involved with this project, can they come out and watch and see what's going to be happening early Saturday afternoon?
It would be great to have people out there to see agriculture in action. I think today some people don't know much about agriculture. Here's an opportunity to come out, see farming in action, see the people that put the food on their tables.
And I'm assuming for people that may be coming in from Saskatoon, you'll have a few signs out there to help them find their way?
Yes, you bet. Or they can connect with me and we will give them a pin drop. They can reach out to 306-261-7285, and I'll give them a pin drop.
Excellent. Anything else we should know, Dave?
Just other than people, come on out. It's a great event. There's lots of food. It's all by donation. You don't have to give anything or you want to give something. All the funds raised here on this event all go towards helping kids in developing countries around the world.